Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And on this episode is another Putting It Together show, where we listen to a variety of cast recordings as we put together the score of a great musical. This time we are putting together Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey with music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Lorenz Hart, and book by John O'Hara. Based on the novel by O'Hara, which was put together from a series of short stories that he had written for the New Yorker magazine, John O'Hara approached Rodgers and Hart with the idea of turning the story of Joey Evans, a small-time nightclub performer in 1930s Chicago, into a musical, and they took it as a challenge since the main character was unsympathetic, manipulative, and amoral, whose ambitions led him into an affair with a wealthy married woman named Vera Simpson. This was definitely not the typical musical comedy that filled Broadway theaters at the time. In casting the two leads, Rodgers and Hart and director George Abbott, decided that Joey should be more of a dancer than a singer, and he needed to be likable to kind of balance out the unpleasantness of the character of Joey. They settled on a young man who had been performing in Broadway musical choruses and who had also been playing some small standout dance roles on Broadway, and his name was Gene Kelly. This would be Gene Kelly's first leading role on Broadway and, of course, would launch him into stardom in Hollywood and films. For Vera Simpson, Rodgers and Hart turned to Vivian Siegel, who had starred in their musical I Married an Angel in 1938. Siegel, who was already in her early 40s at this time, was actually thrilled to be finally playing a mature woman on stage rather than the younger ingenues for which she was kind of miscast, but she had been playing those prior to this. Pal Joey opened on Broadway on December 25th, 1940 at the Ethel Barrymore Theater and ran for 374 performances. Other notable cast members included Van Johnson and Stanley Donen in the ensemble. Donen, of course, would go on to be a very notable Hollywood film director and a frequent collaborator with Gene Kelly on movie musicals like Singin' in the Rain. And in the role of Gladys, we had June Havoc, who, of course, you may know was Dainty June from Gypsy because she was the sister of Gypsy Rose Lee in real life. Critics and audiences were very divided on the show. Some appreciated the risks it took with some very dark subject matter, while others were repelled by the unlikable characters. Despite that, at 374 performances, it was Rodgers and Hart's longest running show up to that point. Now, because of Lorenz Hart's rather racy lyrics, many of the songs from Pal Joey were actually banned from being played on the radio during much of the 1940s, which actually hindered the show from becoming very well known outside of Broadway. When the ban was finally lifted in the late 1940s, the song Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered became a huge hit in 1950 with recordings by some of the biggest singers in the business at that time. This renewed attention on Pal Joey's score prompted Columbia Records producer Goddard Lieberson to do a studio cast album of the score, because you have to remember, back in 1940, there was not a cast recording. For the studio cast recording, he put together Harold Lang to play Joey, and the original Vivian Siegel to play the role of Vera on the recording. The success of that album led composer and also stage producer Julie Stein to produce a revival of Pal Joey on Broadway, starring Harold Lang and Vivian Siegel, which proved itself to be a huge hit, running longer than the original production. It ran 540 performances, longer than any musical revival had ever run up until that time. The revival itself also got its own cast recording. Harold Lang and Vivian Siegel did not appear on this cast recording since they had appeared on the 1950 studio album and were replaced by popular singing star Jane Froman as Vivian, Vera Simpson, and Dick Beavers stepped into the role of Joey. In 1957, of course, it was turned into a film starring Frank Sinatra and Rita Hayworth. Pal Joey has since been revived on Broadway in 1963, 1976, and 2008. It's had two productions in London in 1954 and 1980. It was also produced by New York City Center's Encores series in 1995, and then again in 2023 as a gala presentation. So let's listen to what many feel is probably the best Rodgers and Hart score from probably their most important musical, using four different cast recordings. We're going to use that 1950 studio cast recording with Harold Lang and Vivian Siegel, then the 1952 Broadway revival cast recording with Dick Beavers and Jane Froman. We'll use the 1980 London cast with Dennis Lawson and Sean Phillips, and the 1995 Encores presentation with Peter Gallagher and Patti LuPone. So let's get started with Act One of Pal Joey. Here is the 1995 Encores cast recording orchestra.
Thank you. have the worst apprehension that you don't crave my attention, but I can't force you to change your taste. If you don't care to be nice, dear, then give me air, but not ice, dear. Don't let a good fellow go to waste. For this little sin that you commit at leisure, you'll repent in haste. If my heart gets in your hair, you mustn't kick it around. If you're bored with this affair, you mustn't kick it around. Even though I'm mild and meek when we have a brawl, if I turn the other cheek, you mustn't kick it at all. When I try to ring the bell, you never care for the sound. The next guy may not do as well, you mustn't kick it around. Heart gets in your hair, you mustn't kick it around. If you're bored with this affair, you mustn't kick it around. Even though I'm mild and meek when we have a brawl, if I turn the other cheek, you mustn't kick it at all. When I try to ring the bell, you never care for the sound. The next guy may not do as well, you mustn't kick it around.
About the way you walk. What could have been duller the time I went through? You lowered my resistance and colored my existence. I'm happy, but unhappy too.
Husband, so long. Please don't scold. Hello, hello, love. What is a man? Is he a stimulant? Good for the heart, bad for the nerves.
Not out of circulation, Don't worry, girls, don't worry, girls. While I still have my eyesight, you're gonna be in my sight. Don't worry, girls, you never can erase the hunter from the chase. Sound a happy hunting horn, there's new game on the trail now. We're hunting for quail now, happy little hunting horn. Play the horn, but don't play corn. The music must be nice now. We're hunting for mice now. Happy little hunting horn. Danger's easy to endure when you're out to catch a butte. Lie in ambush, but be sure when you see the whites of their eyes, don't shoot. Play the horn from night to morn. Just play no matter what time. Play, there'll be a hot time. Happy little hunt. Ding horn.
This half-pint imitation puts me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, fathered, and bewildered am I. I'll sing to him each spring to him and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, fathered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? My mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it, because the love's on me. A pill he is, but still he is all mine, and I'll keep him until he is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered like me. Seen a lot, I mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. what shocked am I to think that he loves me so hot am I? Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. If your dream boat is leaking and your pal ain't your pal, geometrically speaking, just keep inverting can. Dumb again and numb again, a rich, ready, ripe little plum again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered I'm on.
It is really quite funny just how quickly he learns how to spend all the money that Mr. Simpson earns. He's kept enough, he's slept enough, and yet where it counts, he's adept enough. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
Do I care for a dame? What do I care for a dame? Every old dame is the same. Every damn dame is the same. I got a future, a rosy future. You can be sure I'll be tops. I'm independent, I'm no defendant. I'll own a nightclub that's tops, and I'll be in with the cops. What do I care for the skirts? What do I care for the skirts? I'll make them pay till it hurts. Let them put up till it hurts. I'm gonna own a nightclub. It's gonna be the right club for the swell gentry. It's elementary. Our top hat and cane and Shay Joey. They'll pay Joey, the gay Joey. I can see it
plain.
You just heard Act One of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey. We began with the overture performed by the orchestra of the 1995 Encores cast. Then we moved to the original 1950 studio recording with Harold Lang as Joey singing You Mustn't Kick It Around. Then from the 1952 Broadway revival, we heard Dick Beavers and Pat Northrup doing I Could Write a Book, probably one of the best songs from the show. From the 1980 London cast, we heard the girls singing Chicago, a great big town. Then from the 1952 Broadway recording, we heard Helen Gallagher and the girls singing That Terrific Rainbow. We heard the original Vera Simpson, Vivian Siegel from the 1950 studio recording doing What Is a Man? From the 1995 Encores recording, we heard Peter Gallagher singing Happy Hunting Horn. From the 1952 Broadway revival, we heard Jane Froman with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Then we heard the encore of that song, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, sung by Patti LuPone from the 1995 recording. Then we heard Pal Joey, What Do I Care for a Dame, sung by Dennis Lawson from the 1980 London recording. Then we heard the ballet, Joey Looks Into the Future, from the orchestra of the 1995 Encores cast recording. We're now moving on to Act Two. We're going to start with The Flower Garden of My Heart, and we're going to hear from the 1952 Broadway cast recording.
I haven't got a great big yacht, but I'm contented with my lot. I've got one thing much more beautiful and grand. I do not own a racing horse, but that don't fill me with remorse. I possess the finest show place in the land. So come with me and wander to a lovely spot out yonder in the flower garden of my heart. I've got violets as blue as your eyes. I've got Narcissus, as sweet as my missus, and lilies as pure as the skies. In the flower garden of my heart, I've got roses as red as your mouth, just to keep our love whole. I've got very holy and sunflowers fresh from the south. But you are the artist, and love is the art in the flower garden.
Surrounded by fun bumblebees. But you are the interviewed Leslie Howard. I've interviewed Noel Coward. I've interviewed the great Stravinsky. But my greatest achievement is the interview I had with the star who worked for Minsky. I met her at the Yankee Clipper, and she didn't unzip one zipper. I said, Miss Lee, you are such an artist. Tell me why you never miss. What do you think of while you work? And she said, while I work, my thoughts go something like this. Zip. Walter Lippmann wasn't brilliant today. Zip. Will Saroya never write a great play? Zip. I was reading Schopenhauer last night. Zip. And I think that Schopenhauer was right. I don't want to see Zarina. I don't want to meet Kabina. Zip. I'm an intellectual. I don't like a deep contralto or a man whose voice is alto. Zip. I'm a heterosexual. Zip. It took intellect to master my art. Zip. Who the hell is Margie Hart? Zip. That Stokowski leads the greatest of bands. Zip. Jürgen's lotion does the trick for his hand. Rip Van Winkle on the screen would be smart. Zip. Tyrone Power will be cast in the part. I had read the great Kabbalah and I simply worship Allah. Zip. I am just a mystic. I don't care for Whistler's mother, Charlie's aunt, or Schubert's brother. Zip. I'm misogynistic. Zip. My intelligence is guiding my hand. Zip. Who the hell is Sally Rand?
Sweetheart, the day is waning, must go without complaining. Time for Auf Wiedersehen now. Don't let this sad disclosure ruffle your calm composure. Smile at the one who knows your every whim. Wait for him now. Where's a check? Get me the waiter. I'm not gonna stay. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on my way. My regret couldn't be greater at having a scram. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on the lam. Bye-bye, my hip chick, solid and true. I'll keep in step, chick, till I come digging for you. So little potato, stay right where you are. Plant you now, dig you later, means au revoir, just au revoir.
I know your time is money, and though you leave me sunny, we'll have a future honeymoon. Right now it's time to start your farewells that mean departure. I'll keep deep in my heart you're all for me. Call for me soon. Where's the check? Get me the waiter. I'm not gonna stay. Plant you now, dig you later. I'm on my way. My regrets couldn't be greater at having to scram. Plant you now, dig you later.
just two little lovebirds all alone in a little cozy nest with a little secret telephone. That's the place to rest.
Artificial roses round the door, they are never out of bloom.
And a flowered carpet on the floor in the loving room.
In our little den of iniquity, our arrangement is good.
It's much more healthy living here. This rushing back home is bad, my dear.
I haven't caught a cold all year.
Knock on wood.
It was ever thus, since antiquity, down to you and me.
The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined.
Of course she's deaf and dumb and blind.
No fools we in our little den of iniquity. In our little den of iniquity. For a girly and boy,
we'll sit and let the hours pass. A canopy bed has so much glass,
and so's a ceiling made of glass.
Oh, what joy! Love has been that way since antiquity. All the poets agree.
The radio I used to hate, but now when it is dark and late,
Ravel's Bolero works just great.
That's for me in our little den of iniquity.
Antiquity, down to you and me. We're very proper folks, you know. We've separate bedrooms, comme il faut.
There's one for play and one for show.
You chase me in our little den of iniquity.
Astaire once worked so hard, he often lost his breath. And now he taps all other chaps to death. Working hard did not retard the young Cab Calloway. Now hear him blow his lodeo dough today. Do it the hard way, and it's easy sailing. Do it the hard way, and it's hard to lose. Only the soft way has a chance of failing. You have to choose. I took the hard way when I tried to get you. You took the soft way when you said we'll see. Darling, now I'll let you do it the hard way now that you want me. And it's easy sailing. do it the hard way, and it's hard to lose. Only the soft way has a chance of failing. You have to choose. I took the hard way when I tried to get you. You took the soft way when you said we'll see. Darling, now I'll let you do it the hard way now that you want me.
Take him, you don't have to pay for him. Take him, he's free. Take him, I won't make a play for him, he's not for me. He has no head to think with, true that his heart is asleep. But he has eyes to wink with, you can have him cheap. Keep him, and just for the lure of it, marry him too. Keep him, for you can be sure of it, he can't keep you. So take my own jalopy, keep him from falling apart. Take him, but don't ever take him too hard.
Thanks, little mousie, for the present and all that. But in this housey, I would rather keep a rat. Only a wizard can reform that class of males. They say a lizard cannot change his scales. Take him, I won't put a price on him. Take him, he's yours. Take him, pajamas look nice on him, but how he snores. Though he is well adjusted, certain things make him a wreck. Last year his arm was busted, reaching from a check. His thoughts are seldom consecutive, he just can't write. I know a movie executive who's twice as bright. Lots of good luck, you'll need it, and you'll need aspirin too. Take him, but don't ever let him take you. You're a good girl, Linda. You're a good woman. I say thank you. I'll only say it once.
Oh, that's all right.
I hope it is for all of us.
I hope that things will go well with him. I bear no hate. All I can say is the hell with him. He gets the gate. So take my benediction. Take my old Benedict too.
My eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot. And now you are broke, though you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since he moved out of there. your chance, Feeny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Feeny. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered. No more.
That was Act Two of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey. We started with The Flower Garden of My Heart, and that was Louis Balyard and Helen Gallagher from the 1952 Broadway recording. Then we heard Zip, sung by Joe Hart from the 1950 studio cast recording, followed by Vicki Lewis and Ned Eisenberg from the 1995 Encores cast doing Plant You Now, Dig You Later. Sean Phillips and Dennis Lawson from the 1980 London production sang In Our Little Den of Iniquity, followed by Kenneth Remo from the 1950 studio recording singing Do It the Hard Way. Then Patti LuPone and Daisy Prince from the 1995 Encores cast sang Take Him, followed by the reprise of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered sung by Sean Phillips from the 1980 London cast recording. Well, there you have it, the entire score of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey. I hope you enjoyed it. But we have one more bonus track I'm going to leave you with before we end the show. I hope you enjoyed listening to Pal Joey. If you liked any of these recordings, you'll find them online. Maybe you'll purchase the CDs. That would be great to help keep these people in business for recording shows. But if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, there's an email link here at the bottom of the website, so you can send me your comments. I always love hearing from the listeners. But what I'm going to leave you with is a track from the 1995 Encores CD, and it's a song called I'm Talking to My Pal. It's a song that was cut from the original production of Pal Joey, but was reintroduced to the score as it was added to the 1995 Encores production. And here it is, sung by Peter Gallagher.
I'm independent, I'm a descendant of quite a family of he's. I'm never lonely, I and I only know how my pal Joey feels. Who else would pay for my meals? I'm talking to my pal, myself, my closest friend, and that's the only pal on whom I can depend. When I come home at night, a bit too tight to see, my wallet is all right, I'd never steal from me. My friend stands pat when I am flat, he only cheats when I do. I can't be sure of girls, I'm not at home with men, I'm ending up with me again.